Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Who they want? Baseball spo.
Still tough. Still hard. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
It John reflects Lopez. The guy. It reflects
no,
the guy.
No, it does not.
Yeah. John Lopez, Figgy Fig.
We got to shoot a music video for it now.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
Oh, my gosh.
All that music video is going to be
that's
tough.
That's an idea.
And you can kind of get like the preliminaries of the music video if you check us out Twitch or YouTube.
Had Baseball Spo with money in his hand.
Exactly. Because Baseball Spo, Adam Spillane, our Astros insider, in studio with us here. Hey, Spo, what's happening, man?
Good to see you. Good to meet you in person finally.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, we've got plenty of times to do this, I'm sure, especially because it looks like the Astros are, look, they're continuing to push towards a place where they're going to be in the postseason. I guess let's start there. How confident do you feel that the Astros are going to be in the postseason? Because it's going to have to go through winning the AL West, but during this tough stretch, they're losing a little bit of ground on the Mariners as of right now.
Yeah, they got bailed out a little bit by the Mariners kind of blowing that game last night, late night against Tampa Bay. The last 30 games are going to be a grind because this schedule is as tough as it gets. And I know you look at some of the win percentage stuff. It doesn't really do it justice just because you look and, all right, you've got one game left with the Phillies. Then you've got four games with Kansas City, and the Royals are playing about as well as anyone right now.
Didn't they just overtake the Central?
Yeah, I think they're now tied for first place in the American League Central at this point. So that's a really tough four games. There's no off day either.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get three with Cincinnati, and that's a little bit of a break. Like, you know, the Reds, no one will donate games quite like the Cincinnati Reds will. But then after that, I mean, you're talking
a resurgent Diamondbacks
three with Arizona, and that's the best offensive club in all of baseball right now. San Diego's been playing great.
Yeah.
The good news for them is that they have seven games with the Angels, and the Angels seem to have completely checked in at this point, and they seem to be just done at this point. But then even like the three-game series with the A's are playing pretty well. Like since the All-Star break, the A's have been the second best team in the American League West, and they won again last night. So I mean they've been frisky here the last couple of months, but then you close out the season with Seattle and then Cleveland. You hope that Cleveland has everything sewn up so maybe they can just chill that weekend. But yeah, it's a really tough schedule, and that's why you say I think the Astros are better than Seattle, but the fact that the schedule is what it is over these last 30 games, I think that's what gives the Mariners a chance.
Okay, so with that being the case, like the remainder of this. Of the 18 game and 18 day stretch is vital. But I mean, look, this also was serving as a test of sorts because you mentioned the strength and in this, you mean, you got the Orioles, you're dealing with the Phillies right now. What the hell happened last night? Because I don't think that you haven't had very many games that look like that in the course of these tests that you've had recently.
Yeah, I mean, they just ran. It's a bad offensive club right now, and they ran into an elite starting pitcher, and he pitched great last night. Aaron Nola was outstanding in that game. And that's what makes games like Monday so tough and games like Friday and Saturday so tough in Baltimore, because you're going to run into the Aaron Nolas every now and then. And so when you have chances to win these other games, you have to take advantage. And so that's kind of where some of the mistakes, they really come back to hurt you. But it's just more of Aaron Nola was great last night. I think that's all it is. And right now, offensively, they're struggling. Jose Altuve has been basically barely above average now for the last couple of months. Yordan Alvarez has had a good year, but not the year that I think you're hoping for Yordan Alvarez to carry you, especially when you're shorthanded the way that they are, and he really hasn't been able to do that. And then just like that bottom half of the order is just not very good.
All right, so we're up, we're down, we're in, we're out with this squad. I mean, it's just bizarre. And Reggie and I might talk about this a little more later, but I want to ask you, is water finding its level here? They're clearly not the team that was as bad as the early season. They went on an amazing run that you and I were talking about very recently in this studio, where we're like, wow, you know, now they're the Astros that we know. I kept talking about like that gene that they have. Are they somewhere in between that?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely not the team that was playing at like 100 win stretch there for a while. I sent a message to somebody during one of the Red Sox games last week. It was like, how the bleep is this team whatever and whatever since June 9th or whatever the date was? Just because that's when they lost Kyle Tucker, they lost Justin Verlander, And yet they seem to start just like stacking win upon win upon win. And I just don't know how that really happened. It's been a testament to the pitching staff. I mean, they have really pitched it well all season, especially when you consider how many rookies and, you know, unproven guys that they've had to rely on over the course of this season. The bullpen has been really good, aside from that little hiccup over the weekend in Baltimore. But yeah, it is hard to believe that with the roster the way that it is, with the stars not necessarily playing like stars, that they have been able to maintain this type of a level this season.
So, sorry, what does it mean postseason? Because I'm looking, one of the things that I was talking about yesterday is, like, they're really good. They're probably going to make the postseason. But these games against these good teams are kind of showing that they're not quite there. You know what I mean? Like, they can get to the postseason, but the Phillies won, and the Orioles, for that matter, won some very close games that you're going to have in the postseason, you know?
Yeah, but they also outplayed Baltimore during that four-game series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been outplayed here. I guess they were right with the Phillies on Monday, and they got outplayed yesterday, and that's going to happen. I think you're just worried about getting in at this point.
Yeah.
Like that's all that matters right now, is getting into the playoffs, because playoff baseball is so different from regular season baseball, and then you just try and piece things together from there. So I think right now the focus is, let's just get there, and then we'll worry about how we stack up against everybody else, because who knows? Maybe guys from other teams get hurt. Maybe you start to get healthy. Maybe you have certain guys that get hot. You
know, Kyle Tucker, yeah, maybe.
Kyle Tucker probably coming back at some point. Just the fact that he's sprinting is obviously a good sign for that. So they'll get Ryan Pressly back here, maybe even as soon as tomorrow. So there's things that are like that are looking up for them. But right now, I don't think that they are worried about how they stack up in the playoffs. Right now, it's just like, we got to figure out a way to get there.
Yeah.
Right now, listen, I think they're probably at like 80 something percent to win the AL West at this point. I don't think that the chances of that are that high. I think it's probably closer to 60-40. But they're still in a better position than they were, say, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, they add, the Astros do, Jason Hayward, yeah, five-time Gold Glover, outfielder. The slash line isn't fantastic, but as I mentioned, he's played at a high level before in his career. What do you see as like the impetus? What's the reason why you add Jason Hayward? Does this have anything to do with Kyle Tucker or anything of that nature?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Tucker. I think they just want to make the roster better 1-26. It's the same reason that they added Hector Neris last week. Like, we're just trying to make the pitching staff as good as we can 1-13. They are trying to make the bench as good as it can be. They're trying to make, you know, everything. They're trying to make that roster as strong as it can be 1-26, because that's been an area where, frankly, they've fallen short. The fact that they wasted a roster spot on Greg Kessinger and Jacob Amaya and Aledmys Diaz for as long as they did this season, you have a manager that wants to utilize his bench, and yet he has not had a bench that you have given him that he can do that. So I think that was the point of Hayward, is just, can we make the bench better? Whoever gets sent down, whether it's McCormick, whether it's DeCinzo, or whomever gets sent down, whenever he does sign, Hayward will be better than that player, and that's all that matters.
Last thing from me, Verlander obviously had the big inning he gave up yesterday. I think he went five in his first outing. This is pretty much what we have to expect from him, which is going to put a little bit more on the bullpen, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, you know, I think I said this to you guys last week. I don't think that he's like a six or seven inning guy anymore. I think, and part of it is just that, you know, he's basically, it's a spring training for him, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that he missed as much time as he did. So I think eventually he'll be able to get that pitch count up into the high 90s, maybe even to 100. Mm-hmm. Could be as early as the next start. But I do think that he's been fine. You know, I don't think that he's been like Cy Young caliber or anything like that, which I don't think that you can ever expect from him again. But he's going to go out. He's going to be professional. He's going to get you outs. I don't think they thought he'd be able to get through five in that first start against the Red Sox. He did. I don't think they thought he'd be able to get through five against the Phillies last night. He still was able to after even that long inning. So I think that he's fine, and I think that he's pitched well, and I think that you can see that there are areas for him to get better, but I think that the fact that he has had the success that he has had so far through these first two starts shows you that there is room for improvement, and that I think is a really encouraging sign for him moving forward for this last month.
Spo, we were just talking about the idea of the player that we were most wrong about, that we were just dead wrong about. Is there one that comes to mind for you where you're like, oh, I thought this dude was going to be great, or thought this dude was going to be terrible, and they ended up showing you?
On this team right now?
I mean, you can take it there or you can take it all time.
I remember I saw Corey Seager play for the first time in 2012 in rookie ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing for the Ogden Raptors, and the Dodgers always, they never missed on their high picks. It was unbelievable how they never did. He was a first round pick who was hitting like 140 something when he came to play us in Grand Junction. And I'm like, oh, this guy's a bust. This guy is. Finally, the Dodgers did it. The Dodgers finally drafted a bust because God knows the Rockies had drafted plenty of busts up until that point that I had seen. And then, of course, Corey Seager becomes one of the best players in the entire sport. So, yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah. So I was wrong about that one.
He showed you.
I was hoping. I was just hoping that the Dodgers would actually draft a bust, and they never do.
Yeah. Unfortunately. All right. Appreciate you. Adam Spillane, our Astros insider. Era. You can catch him every Wednesday, 10:40 right here. Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you, my man.
Anytime.
There you go. Coming up next, we go around the NFL where looks like private equity coming to the NFL. That's going to be a big thing. Just want to remind you, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can have tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.